God's word for our consideration this morning are the three lessons that I read earlier from 2 Samuel, from Acts, and from John. You probably noticed a theme that went through all three lessons. The theme is betrayal. Last week you heard about prayer. This week you're going to hear how we are to return to the Lord even though we betray him. And I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about betrayal. Betrayal out of the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the act of betraying someone. Violation of a person's trust or of confidence or of a moral standard. Revelation of something hidden or secret. These are other words for betrayal. Backstabbing, disloyalty, double cross, faithlessness, infidelity, sellout. So you've probably been betrayed sometime or another in your life. I want you to think about it. You've said to someone, you know, this is just between me and you and the fence post. And all of a sudden, you hear that word echoing around your friends and acquaintances. I'm going to tell you this in confidence. I don't want you to tell anyone else. And then you find out that that person told someone else the secret that you had revealed. Betrayal. Betrayal is seen in the gospel lesson of Judas, who stood with the company of the soldiers who stood out there. First, the first lesson this morning was from 2 Samuel. Words that we try to pronounce and ever have a difficulty. But the stage is set. You know about David. You know about his betrayal. You know about him watching from above Bathsheba, washing herself. And the lust takes hold in his heart. And he will stop at nothing to make Bathsheba part of his home and part of his life. And then, what did David do? He tried to cover up everything. He said, okay, I'm going to send out her husband into the field and he'll get killed out there. And then everything will take care of itself. And you know what happened. Uriah the Hittite, he wasn't killed up in battle. And so the act of betrayal took place in his heart and in his life. And then that act of betrayal and everything that happened with it split David's family. You probably have had some kind of incident in your life and your family that has split it wide open. When I think back at my family, my parents thought I was betraying them when I became Lutheran, because I grew up in the Episcopal Church. And then when I told them that I was being confirmed as an adult member, my mother said, Scott, you can't be confirmed anymore. You have the hands of the bishop on you. They thought I was betraying the family. So it split apart. Here in David's family, it split apart. And then, so now there's the split. And Absalom, the son, he wants to take it a step further. So he confides in someone. David's trusted friend. And I've gotten this wrong all morning. A Theophil. A Theophil was a trusted advisor. But wait, there's still something to this story. A Theophil was Bathsheba's grandfather. Now, what could go wrong? Well, Ahithophel starts to talk to Absalom. He says, I got a plan. We'll get 12,000 troops and we'll go after David. And we'll only kill David so that you, Absalom, can ascend to the throne. Because that's what Absalom wanted. He wanted to ascend to the throne. But he didn't figure out that he was going to get killed. And Ahithophel, who you could say was an Old Testament Judas, got killed as well. David still had his throne. Betrayal. But it tore David out, his heart. His heart was in the right place. He knew about his sin. He knew that he sinned against the Lord. So the Psalm 41, we recited together, or, you know, we did that in the service. And there's a part there that you'll probably recognize. He who ate bread with me has lifted his heel up against me. Where have you heard that? We hear that in the Lenten story, the Passion of Christ as well. That the heel, that Judas betrays Jesus. And the disciple asks, who is it that's going to betray you? And he says, he who dips his bread in and eats it has lifted up his heel against me. And Jesus was saying that of Judas. Judas, the ultimate betrayer. But what about you? What about each and every one of us? Have we betrayed Jesus? Have we betrayed God's word? If you look really inside of you and know what Lent is all about, Lent is about repenting. Coming back to the Lord, return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. It's amazing. It is amazing of his love for us. It's amazing that he goes to the cross for us and he dies. He dies a horrible death. Have you ever thought about the death that Jesus had? The death that he suffered was suffocation. When I was going through respiratory therapy school, I'm at a vocational school, I had an instructor who was taking us through about the lungs. And he said, go up against the wall, put your heels up against the wall, stretch out your arms and try to breathe. Your chest cavity has really no place to go. Jesus suffocated on that cross for you. No air could move in or out. So what do? We come to his altar. We partake of his body and his blood. We receive the forgiveness of our sins. And what do? We leave church and immediately we start doing the same thing we did before we came to communion, before we partook of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, given and shed for us for the remission of our sins. We betray God in these words. We betray Jesus and his faithfulness. But there's still hope, brothers and sisters in Christ, because he continues to forgive us. In the gospel according to St. Luke, Peter comes up to the Lord and says, how many times should I forgive my brother? He sins against me. 7 times? And Jesus said, no, 7 times 70. An infinite number of times. That's the amount of times that God will forgive you your sins, will forgive you your betrayal, forgive you turning away from God at your darkest moments. God has those forgiving words for you each and every day of your life. And after he has forgiven you, he doesn't toss you out to the side. He empowers you. He empowers you to tell others about his love, to tell others about his care, to tell others about how he encouraged you, how he lifted you up from the muck and the mire and the concrete, how he has lifted you up and sent you on your way, forgiven and strengthened, so that you can do all things. As Paul says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That is the strength that God gives to you as you return from betrayal, as you seek him constantly in his word, and know that you are a forgiven servant of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ's holy name, amen.